In the laws of tefillah, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, we're up to chapter 90, Tzadik, and we're up to subsection 11, Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. So we say that Afal Pish Mish Tosh Koichay Beinu Yochel Lovel LeBeis HaKnesses. Although before we stated that one who doesn't have the energy, he's weak, cannot come to shul. He should still intend, direct it, that he should pray at the time that the shul davens. So he davened similar at the same time. This is only to do the mitzvah in the best way, is to do that. Because that's considered to be a time of willing for Hashem. So the best time to daven, even if you're davening at home, the best time to daven is when the minyan davens. So if you're davening at home and you can't come to shul, you should still try to daven at the same time that there is a minyan davening. So that's what we stated before, but mekomakoyim ze'enoy elo lemitzvah min hamufchar. It's only to do the mitzvah in the choicest way. It's the best way to do it. Lefi shehu eis rotzen. Because that's considered a time of will. Hashem is closer to listen to your prayer if you're going to daven at the time that they daven in the shul, even though you're davening at home. Aval imbo lahagdim tfilosei litfilas hatzibur. But if a person wants to daven before the minyan davens, he wants to get up early, he wants to start his day early before the community davens. But I also want you to notice that an expression over here that he uses, the only excuse for not coming to the shul is because you don't have the energy and you can't come to shul. He doesn't say that you oversleep or you're lazy or you are done. The only reason he gives us a scenario is that you're too weak to come to shul, and in those days it must have meant that you had to walk to shul probably, and they didn't, and you couldn't, you know, hitch a ride or something, or get into your car. But he says, "Ein baze isur min hadin." There is no prohibition of halacha. You could daven whenever you want. It's just a recommendation. Best way to do it is to daven with the minyan. There's no problem though. There's no prohibition. You can daven earlier than the minyan. Lefikach. And therefore, im cholash liboy, if a person's heart is weak, it's difficult for him to wait and not eat until the minyan will finish davening. Can't wait so long. Mutar lahagdim tfilosei bebeisoy. He's allowed to have daven earlier in his house, so that he can eat immediately. Now, I think what he's trying actually to say here, that would be another reason for davening at home. Because you can't wait, you know, you just can't wait. Your heart, you're faint. No, you're faint and you don't feel well. You want to eat. So he says, okay, so then daven at home, and then you can eat earlier. Avol misha bolebeis haknesses. But one who comes to the shul, if you're in shul, Asur loy lahagdim tfilosei letfilas hatzibur. It is prohibited for you to daven before the minyan daven. You can't daven on your own before the minyan. And we should only have a problem like that. The people should come before the minyan daven. I mean, over here it works the other way. We're waiting for the minyan. But it says if you're in the shul, you're not allowed to start davening earlier than the minyan. Bein bebeis haknesses, whether you are in the shul itself, or even if you want to leave the shul to daven early, you're in the shul and you say, oh, I want to daven quickly, I'm not going to wait for the minyan, and you want to go out of the shul. You have to wait to daven with a minyan. Because the prayer from the community, from the many, is something which is very acceptable before Hashem. Hashem likes when you daven with a minyan. Unless he sees shizman hatfila over, that the time for davening is passing, the minyan isn't davening. That would apply mostly like to mincha. for example, right? You're waiting for a minyan that's not there yet, but the time for mincha, the shki, is coming, and people are afraid, you know, you're going to miss the minyan. So in that case, the tzibur is not medavlin. Oh, he's giving you the reason. Lifi shemarichim bipiyuta. Either because, why are they not davening yet? So I'm actually wondering if you can do that if they're going a little bit after the shkia because they're relying on what the Alter Rebbe writes in the Siddur, or according to the other views that you can daven a little later. But in this case, the reason why the minyan isn't davening is because they're doing a lot of the liturgies, the piyutim, they're just saying extra stuff over there. Or for other reasons, he doesn't say he specified. Mispalel hu bifrei atzmei, then you daven on your own. Kidei lispalel ba'inosa. So you want to daven in time. So if the minyan isn't going to daven in time, you have a right to daven on your own beforehand to finish on time. Avol imein zman tefilo iver, if the time for davening is not passing, so they're going to daven in time. But, you know, you don't have no patience. It's a slow minyan over here. There's some time. They go, you want to just, you know, I want to finish up. I want to daven and finish and go. Even though they are prolonging and doing all these extra liturgies, lo yagdim tfilosi litzibur, litfilos atzibur bishulkach, you should not daven earlier than the minyan because of that. That's not a reason to daven earlier. But Elo Yinek Meshikosuv Simen Samaches, but rather he should do as it says stated in the chapter 68. Over there it's in Sif Aleph. And over there, let's look it up what it says over there. Over there it says not to go and occupy what the community is dominating. If you don't want to say the liturgies, you should not occupy yourself with anything else, even the study Torah. You're not allowed to interrupt as long as they are, they're saying the piyutim, you're not allowed to talk in the middle. But basically he says that a person should not separate himself from the community. If they're saying it, the minyan, try to say it with them. He spoke at length over there in chapter 68. So now, he says like this, what happens, but if a person is, let's say, sick or some other matter, can't wait for the community, there's some other, it's an urgent, or something, it's something out of your control. Let's say maybe he has to leave to work, or the bus is picking up, he has to, you know, something is leaving, you know, whatever the case is, there's some other situation. Then you can proceed to daven before the minyan, even if you're in shul. If you have to leave, if you have no choice, then it's different, then it's okay. Question is, what is the have to leave? What is have to leave? So he says, but if you're not sick, but your heart is weak again and you're faint, you want to eat. So over there, for eating, only if you're home, you can daven before. But while you're in the shul, that's not a reason to start before. If a person is at home, if you never came to shul, okay, you're davening earlier than the minyan is davening, then you can daven earlier and eat earlier. But if you came to shul, asur afilu rotzi lotzis l'chus l'beis haknesses, even if you wish to go outside of the shul, l'spal l'koyin matzibur, to daven before the minyan, you still are not allowed to daven before the minyan. You have to wait for the minyan before you leave there. Okay, let's do another sif in subsection 12, Yud Beis, sif Yud Beis. Mi sheyesh loy beis haknesses bi'iroi, one who has a shul in his city, ve'einoi nichnas boi lehispalel, and you don't go to daven there, you never enter into the shul. You have a shul, but you don't daven there.
Deserted Ireland.
Nikro shem ra, nikro shochan ra. he is called a bad neighbor. You're a bad neighbor because you're a neighbor of a shul, you don't go in. V'goyim golus loyu levonav. He causes to be exiled for himself and his children. Shenemar, because this is based on the verse in Yirmiyah Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, chapter 12, Pasuk 14. Koyomar Hashem, so says God. This is a verse. Al kol shcheinai haroyim, all of my bad neighbors, hanoigim benachlas asher nchalti es ami, who are touching the inheritance that I inherited my people. So God inherited us the shul, the thing like that, and they're touching, they don't go there. And the verse, v'goymer hinin nachshom alad mosim v'goymer, God says, I will chase them out of their land, which means that it causes a person, if you have a shul and you don't go in there, that the kol hamashkim umayriv lebeis haknesses, anyone who comes early and stays late in the shul, zoyche larichas yomim, he merits long life. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ashrei Adam, lucky is the man. Now this is a pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Ches, in the verses 34 and 35, Lamad Al Lamad Hei. So there it says, lucky is the man, Shemeyali, who listens to me, Lishkoit Al Dal Soysai, the one who is diligent by my doors, meaning during his, in his home, Goymer. Uksiv Acharov, and following that, the verse says, Ki moitzi motza chayim. One who finds me finds life. Basically, that you get long life for finding Hashem, for being yourself, commonly being found in Begoymer. Be'im yesh beis beis haknesses be'iroi. If a person has two shuls in his city, toiv leilech leharechoyko, it's best to go to the more distant one. Because there's also rewards for the steps. The steps that you take. Not sure during the weekday for the gas, you get reward for extra gas driving to a further shul. But as far as walking, there is payment for every step you walk to the shul. And therefore, you go to the further shul. I said in the Gemara, in the Talmud, there's actually a disagreement about that. In the Talmud, there's a question whether you should go to a shul that's next to you, because then you'll be a good neighbor, or you should go to the further shul, so you'll have a lot of steps to the shul, so you'll get a reward for going to all these steps. And I said, to compromise it, you buy a house near one shul and you walk to the other shul. So you're a good neighbor of a shul, but you end up walking to the other shul. Sif Yud Gimel, 13. Mitzvah Lorutz Lebeis Haknesses. It's a mitzvah to run to the shul. Same thing is true for every mitzvah. You have to show and you have to want to do it with shenemar. Some people say just running in itself is the mitzvah for good health. But the chayin l'chol dvar mitzvah, that's for every mitzvah. Shenemar, because there's a verse that states, this is a verse in Yeshaya, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 6, verse 3. Nir defal l'dasis Hashem v'goymer. We will run to knowledge of God. So that means that we go, umikoma koin, never yet, he says, ein le lorutz elat pesach beis haknesses, should only run up to the entrance of the shul. Avo be beis haknesses atzma, but within the shul itself, yelech be'emo v'yira, you should go with awe and with fear, with respect in the shul itself. No running in the shul. Ba'filu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, we say that it's a osur lifsoyag psia gasa. One is not allowed to take large steps on Shabbos because it's an effort on Shabbos. You're supposed to do a relaxed on Shabbos. You're supposed to go for walks, but small walks, not a effort to walk, a psia gasa. And also, v'gam b'choil, and also we know on the weekday, noitel achad mitov kuf moreinov, it says that walking fast like that takes away 1/500th from your eyesight, it says here. But yet, afa pikein yoritz chol dvar mitzvah, you should still run for every mitzvah. So don't worry about these other problems on Shabbos where you're not allowed to walk. But if you're running for a mitzvah, it's different. That is okay. Sif Yudalit, subsection 14. Mutter loruk bebeis haknesses. He says it is permissible to spit while you're in the shul. Now, I'm also assuming that talking about spit, he's talking about on the floor over there. They weren't, it was dirt floors over there. And the other thing is also, I'm assuming is that it would be a big trouble. I mean, they didn't have a sink right outside to go and spit there. I mean, you'd have to go outside of the shul. It would be a whole thing. So he says, it is permissible to spit in the shul, afshal yosur b'migdosh, even though in the sanctuary that was prohibited. Obilvad sheyifash sheyif shefenu beraglov, but the condition is that you must with your foot scrape it, wipe it down. Shelo yehi megula b'beis hakneses mipnei hakoved. It should not be open in the shul because of honor. So that would not apply to a tiled or wood floor in which you can't really, get it, unless you're talking about a drop or small, not anything. Im yesh teven or gemi b'beis hakneses, if the shul has straw or gemi, which absorbs, that was in the shul, that's the floor or some other spot. Reikik olov. Then he can spit right on it. Then you don't have to rub it down with your foot. Because it's covered, the gemi covers it up. Is it permitted to spit during the Amida? Can you spit? That would be explained later on in chapter 97, over there in section subsection 2. One who wants to get himself not to spit all the time in the shul, I guess he gets spit that comes up and he feels like he needs to spit. So what does he do? So he gives you an advice. So before you enter the shul, you should chew on a shoydish mosuk, on a sweet root. They call it shekoydim lakritz. I don't know, lakritz, maybe licorice, maybe it's licorice, yeah. Aval be'erev yom kippur u'be'erev tez be'ov osur she'yishoyer amsikol b'fiv. But on the eve of Yom Kippur and on the eve of the ninth of Av, before you go to shul, it's prohibited to have that sweetness remain in your mouth. U'kishe be'leya ha'reik be'leya mesikas, because when you will be swallowing your spit, you'll also be swallowing the sweetness. So that's the problem on Erev Shemesh. But the actual swallowing your own spit is not a problem on Yom Kippur. It doesn't call still. Somebody actually asked me today a question whether you're allowed to use toothpaste that doesn't have an approval, a hechsher, without a kosher. And the answer is no, because of the same reason, because you're going to be absorbing when you brush your teeth. It's no different than this. You're going to be eating or absorbing some of the toothpaste that you do. So you have to have a kosher toothpaste. You can't use non-kosher.
Around or just
all the time. All the time. You just need to kosher. Subsection 15. La'olam yashkim odon lebeis haknesses. A person should always go early to the shul, so that he should have the merit that he should be counted of the first 10. Eric, it's hard for you. Yeah, for the to be from the first 10. But that the condition is that you're from the first 10, that you daven with them. Because then, even if there's other 100 people that come after you, then you get the reward for all of them, because you were the one that started the minyan. If you were there from the first 10, you get the reward, I guess, from all the people that even that come in later, you still get the reward of all of them. So he says, the best thing to do is that you gather 10 people together, and you come together to shul. So you want to make sure that nobody's going to be the first one, gonna be there. So they should be all together. I mean, why is that? If you're in the shul already, you're still one of the 10. So why does he want over here that you should have 10 gathering, and then you all walk in together in the shul, so you're like, you're all the first 10, you're all together. Or maybe it's just for another reason, I mean, you'll still be getting the reward even if you're one of the first 10, like he said before, but this way, you're sort of showing like a minion together goes in. Subsection 16. Shnayim shenishru levadam achroyinim bebeis haknesses. There are two people who are left, the latest in the shul. Two of them were lingering behind. Then one of them quickly finishes it before the second one finishes. Chayiv ligmal chesed imchaveri. He's obligated to do a kindness with his friend. Ulhamtin olov, and to wait for him, not to leave by yourself. Im hu bebeis haknesses shebesodis. If we're talking about a shul, which is in the field, sheyesh bam chashash mazikim, where there is a worry of damage, or somebody might damage them. Or afilu bebeis haknesses shebeir. Or even if we're talking about a shul, which is in the city, eloshu tfilas arvis. But we're talking about ma'ariv, in that case, shemispalim balaylo, when you daven at nighttime, mefachet chaveri lishor shom yichidi, and your friend is worried, staying alone in the shul, being left by himself, and his prayer is going to be confusing because he's worried about being left the only one in the shul. The im chaveri nichnas yichidi b'shosh layuchal esayim am tfilose. But if the one who's davening later, he came in all by himself at the time that he cannot finish the davening with them. So he, in other words, he caused this to himself by coming late to shul. Va'afa became amad lispalel. And still he started to daven. So now you finish the Amidah and he's still davening over there. But he walked in by himself at the time that he realized that he couldn't finish together with the rest of them. So he already has shown himself that he is not worried about remaining alone in the shul. He doesn't care about it. So therefore, by strict law, you don't have to wait for him, because if he doesn't care, and he shows avomidas chasidus, but the measure of righteousness, of the extra going beyond, is lahamtin olav afilu beinyan zeh, to wait for him even in this situation, v'afilu bebeis haknesses shebeir, even we're talking about a shul in this city, v'afilu betfilas shachris u'mincha, even during the meshachris and mincha. So by there's one legal requirement, and there's one chassidus, the way one should do. Never leave your friend by him shul, by himself. Even if it's in the city, even if it's shachar shem mincha. And the only obligation to wait for him is, shechaveidem ma'irich b'seder ha'tefilas. If your friend is prolonging in the order of the davening, that all the community says it, he's davening like a mensch, like everybody else. But if he's just prolonging, asking Hashem, beseeching Hashem, other requests, you don't have to wait for him. He's just stretching it out. You don't have to wait for him in that situation. So now, no wonder I see everybody runs out. Nobody wants to be left with the two, with the latecomer, so that they don't have to wait for him. No, yeah. I kind of think that nowadays, where there's no worry at all and there is nothing of that sort, is not, maybe it doesn't apply to today. No. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Well, if it was in the evening, let's say Erev Shabbos, and it was late, you know, maybe someone would wait with someone to walk back together.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you started to say
that's where actually we do the short repetition on Friday night, which we don't do all because in Shabbos specifically we worry that people are gonna who are in shul shouldn't be left alone. Yeah? Yeah. What do you say?
So the person who comes later and does the tefillah later,
legally you don't have to wait for him.
Yeah.
But it says still right thing, righteous chassidus is to wait for him. Subsection 17. One who is traveling on the route and he reached his hotel, the place where he's staying, while it's daytime. And then he wants to sleep over there. So now he has a place where he's going to stay. Now the question is, how much does effort does he have to do to go look for a minyan? Im yesh lefonov oid dalid milim, if he has in front of him another 4 milim, that's the distance of walking over there, ba'ad bechlal, for up to 4 and 4 milim, meaning full 4 milim, mokim shemispalim ba'asora, a place where they daven with 10, can't stop over here and say, well, I don't have a minyan over here. Sarich leilach lolam sham. Then you have to go to sleep, stay over in the other hotel, which is in the place where there is a minyan. Can't stay over here. As long as it's still within 4 milim, that's close enough to where you are. Im yachal lavasham ba'ida yom godol, if provided, if you can reach there while there's still daylight, and that you won't have to be going all by yourself, because those would be reasons to stop over here if it would have been nighttime already, or you have to go by yourself. But that's only up to 4 milim. But more than 4 milim, the chachamim did not trouble him. So that is as far as ahead of you. You know, you're going on the road and you need to go to a certain destination. You're stopping where? The question is, where should you stop? So he says, up to 4 million, provided that it's not nighttime, and provided that you don't have to go alone, then you need to go 4 million. If you realize that you want to stop over and you have backwards, you should go back. Up to a mil, not up to a mil, less than a mil, you have to go back. In order to have the opportunity to play with 10. Who had din, the same thing would be true, hador b'yishuv, one who's living in a settlement without a shul there, toich mil lemokim shemispalim ba'asora, shom ba'asora, if you live within a meal and where they daven with 10, chayiv leila b'chol yoim, then it's your obligation to go every day, boiker v'erev lispalil ba'asora, in the morning, and in the evening to daven with a minyan. See how important, which letter are we up to? We'll do a letter maybe when you leave.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave though for my teeth cleaning.
What letter?
79.
79, okay, so we'll do that. Okay, so now I'm going to finish just this okay. Sif over here. If you need to go, you can go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but look how important it is to daven with a minyan. It requires you to go in the morning and in the evening and all the time. You know, you just know. No excuses. Sometimes you wonder that people have opportunities to go to minyan today and they don't really, you know, you gotta sit and call or schlep for the minyan, you know. So this is, of course, that a person should not get up early to go to an optional matter. He has to go just something optional. He wants to go somewhere. To leave a city where there's a minyan over there. So you're going to get up early and you're not going to die with a minyan. You're not allowed to do so. You shouldn't do that. If you can reach where you were and you're heading out, you can still come there while it's still daylight. You just want to get out earlier. You can't do that. And that you should not need to go over there alone after the davening. So still he says you should not go ahead after the not do that before the davening. But filu im hu roitze lahashkim v'leilach koydim shehigi hazman hatfila. Even if he wants to get up and go before the time for davening, so he's still at night time, it's still the night before, he wants to get up or whatever, he wants to go before the time for that prayer is, you can't go if it's somewhere, if you don't have a minyan later on, you got to wait for the minyan. For this, davening with a minyan, although it's only a rabbinic mitzvah, the rabbanan required it, it's actually greater even than a positive mitzvah of the Torah. Since we sanctify Hashem publicly, it's greater than a Torah command. Because we see that it is permissible to violate a positive mitzvah of the Torah, you can free a slave, which the Torah says a non-Jewish slave that you have to hold, but you're allowed to free him in order to have him make up the tenth for the minyan, because once he's freed, he becomes a Jew to use him for the minyan. That's how important. If you had a slave, you can free him, so you can see how important it is to make the minyan. Talmud Torah gadol mikulam. The study of Torah is greater than everything. Sharei monu inyam tefila im harbe dvorim shadam oichel perisayim ba'olam hazeh vakerakiyam zloilam ba. Because they count the reflection of davening amongst many other items that a person in the Mishnah would eat the fruits in this world, and the principle remains for the world to come. So it's very important. That's part of Yin Tefillah. And still they said the study of Torah corresponds to everything. So we see that study of Torah is greater than everything. The Fikach, a person whose craft is Torah, which means that's what he does all the time, he studies Torah, and he never wastes any time. He only stops for those must needs for his body. He uses the facility to eat, but and what he needs for his learning. But other than that, he doesn't stop anything. So he should not interrupt his davening to go to the shul, but he should daven in his home with a minyan. And if he doesn't find 10, he's better off davening all by himself than interrupting his learning while he's going to the shul. So he says that if a person is only learning and he never wastes any time and he wants to study at home, that's okay. But Afal Pi Kein, and still, he tells you, yet, don't get used to this kind of a conduct, because the ordinary folks were going to learn from you, and they're not going to come to shul. They're going to see the rabbi doesn't come to shul, this great Talmud Chacham doesn't come to shul. They're not going to judge you in the favor of in the side of merit. They're not going to say, well, he's studying, he's not coming to the shul. For that same reason, you should not occupy yourself in Torah in the shul at the time that the people, they say slichas, the tachanunim. So he says, oh, okay, I don't have to say that. It's not part of the davening. I'm going to sit and study Torah. He says, no, because the people learn from you. Or during the time of reading the Torah, you're going to be studying instead of listening to Torah. Ayin Simon Kuf Mavav, look in Simon Kuf Mavav, you can't do that, because other people are going to learn from you to do that. Even though you might be allowed to do that by yourself, even though the Kriyas HaTorah is also learning Torah, but I guess not to the level of his learning Torah. So now, Avalim Yochel Esavil of Yud Lebesi, but if he can gather 10 people to his home, so it's a greater mitzvah to daven in your study hall, which is set in your home, rather than stay wasting time from learning, to go to the shul, even though there's a lot of people there, which is better, the glory of the king is to daven in the shul, but and certainly goes without saying, if you have a shul which many people study, not your own study, its sanctity of a study hall which people study in is greater than of a shul. Or it says here Kuf Nun Gimel, and over there it is in, there's no Shulchan Aruch on that, from the Alter Rebbe. Or mitzvah. It's a mitzvah even for people who don't learn Torah all the time to daven in the study hall where they have a minyan. Even though there is not that many people like you have in the shul, provided that there is 10 over there in that minyan, is better to daven with a minyan in a base medrash than in a minyan just in a base akneses. The kedusha is greater over there.